This is Daf HaShavu, Ashir number 2 for Daf Nun Hey Maseches Tuvos. We're on Nun Hey Amad Aleph, and we are 4 lines down at the word Itmar. Itmar, Ksuvas Benin Dichrin. Once again, this is the Ksuva that's given to the male children of this marriage. Remember the idea that we want the father to give a nice dowry, knowing that it's going to go to his grandchildren and not someone else's grandchildren. So he's going to give a larger dowry. So that din of Ksuvas Benin Dichrin, that the male children now inherit this Ksuva of their mother, Pumpedisa Amri Lo Tarfa Mimishabde. In Pumpedisa, they said it cannot be collected from Nechasim Mishubadim. That was their halacha. Why? Because Yirsun Tanan. Because the Mishnah, that's the Nusach in our Mishnah. It says that the children, the male children that you're going to have from me, so Yirsun, they will inherit the money of the Ksuva above what they're going to share with their brothers. They're going to get this ksuva of their mother. But it says, Yerson, they're going to inherit. And the rule of inheritance is that you don't collect inheritance from Nechasim Mishubadim. And therefore, if you look at Rashi, Yerson, Tanan, 4 lines before it gets wide, Inon Yarsin Kesef Ksuva Seich on Nun Beis and Beis, that's what Mishnah says. But the Yerusha Lo Tarfa Lekuchos, when it comes to Yerusha, you cannot collect from encumbered property. If it was sold to someone else, you don't have the right as Yerusha to collect those properties. And the same thing would be true regarding Ksuvas Benin Dichrin. Benay Masa Mechasya Ami, though, but the people of Masa Mechasya, Tarfa Mimishtabi, they say that the Ksuvas Benin Dichrin can be collected from the Chasim Mishubadim, properties that were sold in the interim. You know why? Because they don't have the Nusach that we have, Yirsun, but rather, which means inherit, but rather Yisvun Tanan. The meaning that Ksuvas Benin Dichrin, the sons that you will have from me, they will take, they will inherit, but rather Yisvun, they will take the money of the Ksuva above what they have to share with their stepbrothers. So with that Nusach, we understand very well, since it is taking, it's not a Yerusha, so the halacha is they can collect that, seize that even from Nechasim Mishubadim. The Hilchasa, though, the Gemara says, Lo Tarfa Mimishabde, why? Because Yirsun Tanan, following the practice of Pumbedisa and the text that we have, since that's in its inheritance, so Ksuvas Benin Dichrin cannot be collected, it cannot be collected from Nechasim Mishubadim. Then Pumbedisa Masa Mechasya argue on another issue. Metaltale, here you have metaltalin that a husband designated as to be collected for the wife of the ksuva, meaning he set aside, this is the same way we spoke about a piece of land. He was speaking about metaltalin. This bag of money is designated for you to lex your ksuva. So if you have metaltalin, the is nehu beinayu. Not only that, they're still around. They're still intact. When the husband dies, so below shvua. So then everyone agrees, Pumpedisa and Masa Mechasya agrees that the almana can collect the ksuva from those metaltalin without taking a shvua at all. Take a look at Rashi. Metaltalin is nu beinayu, the first wild line. Hamiyachin metaltalin ksuvas ishto. He designated metaltalin for his wife to collect. Ume vameis, and he died. Vehin be'en, and they're still around. Vehi nifras mehen. She's going to collect for them. No tla son shalo b'shvua. Why does she not need to take an oath? Well, what's the reason why a woman, before collecting a ksuva, normally needs to take a shvua? The time of my Omer Rabbanim Minchse Yisomim Lo Tefrayel B'Shvua. Why, when it comes to collecting from the orphans, from the Yisomim, from the sons of her husband, she has to take a shvua? D'chayshin and Dilmat Sare Atvasa. We're afraid that maybe the husband set aside a bundle of money, of coins, from which she should collect the ksuva. V'hacha Hainu Tzorei Atvasa. But here, this is that bundle of money. I don't have a Shaila, that this is the money he set aside for the ksuva because he said so. So, of course, you can collect it, and there's no need for a shvua. The only question is, les nehu beinayu. What if they're not intact? They're not around from the husband's estate anymore. He passes away, but we know, we have proof, or whatever it is, that he indeed set aside money, but then it's not around for her to collect the ksuva. Pumpedisa amri below shvua. They say she can collect that ksuva without a shvua. Now, we don't know where that bundle of money is. But that's okay. She could collect the shvu, because we know something was designated. We're not afraid that maybe there's something else around. Meaning what? They take the first case. So you had the metaltlin, he designated her for the ksuva. And we know that, in fact, is the bundle he set aside, the bundle of money, the atfasa. So since it's around, I'm not afraid he set aside a different bundle of money. So that's not a problem. But here, since I don't know what happens, the bundle of money he set aside, so is less than benayim. So it's not intact. So now, maybe I'll say, well, what should we do? It is true that a person does sometimes set aside a bundle of money for his wife, so that way she doesn't have to go to court and make a whole big deal, or maybe it's very, very difficult to collect ksuva from other properties. So now they're not here. So should I say, maybe he never gave her a bundle of money, and therefore... I should say, well, don't give her money from the estate because there's a bundle of money sitting somewhere that's lost from which he designated for her to collect. Or do we say, no, if it's not around, so maybe, so he never gave it to her. Would I say maybe what? He set aside another place for where she should be collecting the money. So maybe that's true. So let's say like this. He set aside a bundle of money for her, and we know that, but that's lost. So, okay, it's lost. So let her collect from the regular estate then. No, maybe not. Maybe set aside in its place just in case that got lost another bundle of money. And if you give her from the estate, you really, that's not what he wanted. He had another bundle of money that you don't know, but it's still around somewhere. It's intact somewhere that he wants her to collect from. So Pumbedisa says, we're not afraid of that. We're not afraid of that. Let her collect without a shvua from his regular estate. Don't worry about there being another bundle of money around that we have to look for. B'nei masa mechasya amri bishvua. No, she needs an oath. If she wants to collect from the estate, she has to swear she hasn't collected anything. Because maybe the husband did set aside another bundle of money with her from which she's really collecting and she's not telling us about it. And now she's trying to collect double from the estate. Therefore, she needs a shvua that she hasn't collected anything. Like they said in Pabadisa. Next. Look at Rashi. 6 lines into the wide lines. Baba Matsura Sheikhila Karka. So he designated Karka for her to elect the ksuva. The cost of La Barbaha Mitsarim Shala Bikhayov Lasos Apotiki Luksuvasa. This is the apotik apotekoi. This is where you're collecting, this is designated for you collect your ksuva from this piece of land, and here are the borders of this land. Vames. And then he dies. Nifras heimeno below shvua. She can collect from that land without an oath. Devadai sulo matvus l'tzrayacharini. We don't have to be concerned. Oh, there's another bundle of money that he set aside from which she's supposed to collect the ksuva. It's very clear that it's coming from this land. So therefore, below shvua. But b'chad mitzra. But let's say he only mentioned one of the borders of the land. Pumbedisa Amri, below shvua. Same thing. She can collect it without an oath at all. We're not afraid that it's anything else that he designated for her. It must be this piece of land, even though we only have one border of it. B'nei Masa Mechasya Amri, bishvua. She can only collect that land if she takes an oath. Why? He didn't tell you what all four borders are. So since they're not defined, he didn't designate anything specific for ksuva. And maybe you're afraid that he set aside, let's say, a bundle of money, so to speak, from which she should be collecting the ksuva, and that's why. Take a look at Rashi Bishfur, smack in the middle of the wide lines. The kevan delo kasav lo arba hamitzarim ein zu smicha l'smochal out. Can't rely on this. Varehi kemisha lo yiched. Maybe, therefore, we should treat this case as if he did not designate anything else for her. V'ikol mechash l'tzrore. And we have to be concerned. Maybe he set aside a bundle, and she's already collecting a ksuva from that bundle of money. We don't know where that is. And now you're going to give her from the estate that we shouldn't do. She needs a shvua that she hasn't collected anything. Ve'ilchasa, below shvua, halach is like Pumbedisa, you don't need a shvua. And then, Amar le'edim kisu v'chismu v'havule, another machlokas. Yeah, a person said to Edim, I want you to write a shtar, I want you to sign it, and I want you to give it to this person, whatever it is. I want to transfer something to this person. It's a gift, a piece of land I'm giving to someone. All right, so look at Rashi. Amar le'edim kisu v'chismu, kigo matnas karka. So says the Gemara like this, if the Edim made a kinyan with the person who is giving the item to someone else, and he made a kinyan with him, and that person is making a kinyan sudar, picking up a kerchief, let's say a handkerchief, on behalf of the person who is going to be koned, lo tzarechem luchebe. So everyone agrees, you know, the Edim don't need to then ask the donor, could we give the shtar to the guy? We assume they made a kinyan. Obviously, he wants to give it to the, gift this to the other person. But lo konu minei, but let's say you didn't make a kinyan. You didn't make a kinyan with the person who's giving this gift to someone else on behalf of the one who's going to receive the gift. Then, pumpadisa army, still lo tzarechim luchevei. You don't have to ask his permission. The Edim can be sure that the person wants to give this gift, and there's no reason why they can't give the shtar to the other person, to the recipient. He probably didn't change his mind. But b'nei masa mechas yamri tzarech im luchevei. Now you have to check. Take a look at Rashi. Tzarech im luchevei im adayin omid b'diburo. Does he still want to give the gift? Sheikh devulo shekein dekeven dekarumi menu. Stam kinyan l'ksiva omeid. So since they made a kinyan, so we assume, yeah, the first case, lo tzarech l'mluchei, because he made a kinyan. But in the second case, he didn't make a kinyan. Maybe he changed his mind. So that's why, b'nei masa mechas ya'ami tzarech l'mluchei, b'nei b'hilchasa. In this case, we follow masa mechas ya, that tzarech l'mluchei, you do have to check and to see maybe he changed his mind.